Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy Sports Quadcast. We are here with another episode of Wrestling with Myself. I have my co-host Cody Kelly.
What's up?
And Goose is live with us today as well.
What's up?
We are going to touch on the Vince McMahon situation. Can't wait to dig into this. But before that, we're going to pay some bills. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. Cody, give me a little bit of a lowdown here on what you feel about the Vince McMahon situation.
Did something happen with Vince McMahon this week?
I don't know. Did he do anything?
Another Vince McMahon affair scandal. I mean, that's so many for him over the years. I feel like...
Have you lost count, or do we have an idea?
I mean, I don't have count, and we probably don't even know all of them.
Okay.
From the Attitude Era and just stuff. But anyway, he has been removed as the CEO, right? Chairman of the board, yep. All that stuff. WWE has lost $500 million in value since the probe started.
Well, thank God it's only billion and not trillion, so that's great.
Yeah, I mean, they only lost $500 million. That's just $500 million. That's not that bad.
Pocket
I mean,
change.
$500 million for a guy who's worth like $3 billion is fine.
I mean, I don't know. Is Stephanie going to take this company to the next level?
The thing is creatively, Vince is still there and in charge. Vince is still in charge of the whole company. Let's not even act like Stephanie's in charge of anything. Sure, she can make some small decisions, but you think Vince McMahon doesn't know everything that's going on still with his company? I'm sure he does. I mean, he's got the really nice office up there in Connecticut with the T-Rex on the wall. I'm sure he's still probably up in his office, even though he's just not there in name. But yeah, he's still in charge of creative because you can see it because nothing's really changed yet. Highest rated Raw and SmackDown though in a while with Vince coming out on stage, I guess, in the ring.
So controversy sells. You know, sex sells.
No publicity is bad publicity.
I'm not sure about that.
I mean, it's great for the wrestling business. AEW's got to be loving it. It's putting them in the mainstream.
Yeah, it's definitely taking wrestling as a whole to the next level because people are starting to watch Raw and SmackDown again. People are going to jump to AEW because obviously they're like, wait, where's this wrestler? Because I remember them a couple years ago and they're not here. Finding out they're on somewhere else.
And what did you say about Raw's ratings? It was like 3 million last week, their highest in a long
time. 3 million on Monday, which was the highest that they've had in 3 or 4 months, I think. I think they were just barely breaking two, and then making that huge jump for them is going to help bring back some of that money.
And then not to mention on SmackDown, they had that promo that lasted 30 seconds. We were all thought, like when they said Vince McMahon's coming out after the scandal, we were like, okay. Because that was the news that broke on the way to Dynamite that week on Wednesday when we were heading down to Chaffetz.
30 seconds is a long time to a lot of people, Cody. So well, let's not, you know.
Not in wrestling promos. But and then you had the Raw. He jumped off the steps and created himself a meme. So, you know, we'll show you those later because I know you haven't seen them yet. But they're pretty interesting. Before we jump into anything else, let's run down the rest of the week. I was at Dynamite on Wednesday. I got to see Rampage beforehand.
Was that worth it?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Awesome.
It was one of the best shows I've seen. Will Ospreay had a great match with Dax. Is it Dax Harwood now?
Dax Harwood. Dax is just showing that he's very
he can wrestle. Great match, great show. Sting returned. Lights went out on us. Sting popped. Crowd popped. It was awesome down there. As far as, I mean, they're building for pay-per-view, so we could talk about Dynamite forever if we wanted to, but we're going to talk about the pay-per-view. So Raw and SmackDown, NXT, anything?
SmackDown, after the Dynamite that you went to on that Friday, they had Brock Lesnar come back to start up a feud again with Roman Reigns.
Which
for the
is
belt,
awesome so. To have him back, but God, we've seen it 9,000 times.
I mean, if Cody wouldn't have tore his pec, Cody Rhodes, I mean, it would have probably been a little bit different.
Helm or Randy Orton would have been the SummerSlam opponent, most likely.
Yeah.
Which doesn't matter. Roman's not going to lose yet. Rhea Ripley's hurt. Carmella returned, won the opportunity at Money in the Bank for a title match. We'll be able to preview Money in the Bank next week on the show. That's a fun pay-per-view. You might actually like that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they climb ladders and stuff.
I can climb a ladder.
Yeah, you could probably win it.
Really?
Yeah, I'll show you one after we're done here.
I'll have to try it out.
A couple of years ago, we had a guy win the women's Money in the Bank, so it's always good.
Yeah, you got a shot.
Well, does that pretty much cover our recap? Are we going to roll into this the new stuff?
Yeah, you probably got to pay somebody first.
I don't know, man. I feel like we can pay them later. Let's just keep rolling with it. Mm-hmm. All right, so I think the Gun Club has a big match coming up. Versus the NJPW Dojo team?
The Gun Club with Max Caster, which is part of Acclaim with Anthony Bowen still hurt. Yeah, I got to go with the Gun Club in this one, I think, because it's just a buy-in match. It's to get the crowd hyped up. The Gun Club, they're going to be chanting, like we said, Ass Boys.
Yeah, they're going to be chanting up a storm, and it is the dojo, so it is their minor league for the for New Japan, and to kick off Forbidden Door, I think it's smart to have them go over.
Nothing gets a crowd quite energized like Ass Boys. You know what I mean?
And the Acclaimed handshake will get them popping, too.
Yeah.
Dasha had some fun with that whenever she was our ring announcer at Dynamite. It was was interesting. It's definitely not a PG show like Raw and SmackDown when you go to Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a good, good thing, though, right?
I mean, I prefer it.
Yeah.
That's what we grew up with in the Attitude Era on
definitely
Raw.
Definitely more old school.
Keeps it a little bit more interesting.
I mean, wrestling's never really... You can be kid-friendly, but it's not really made for kids, necessarily.
Sex sells. Just ask Vince.
Well, it cost him some money, but
you know what? It's fine. You got to spend money to make money, Cody. Isn't that a saying?
It is a saying.
It'll be fine.
Don't know how it works there.
Rolling into our next match, looks like we have Dudes with Attitude versus the Bullet Club. Who you got?
I feel like this is set up for kind of a Bullet Club reunion win that we don't get to see. So I got to go Bullet Club, right? Like,
yeah, it's hard to go with arguably one of the best tag teams out there in the Bullet Club, or with the Young Bucks.
Yeah.
And you got to think Sting's not going to be able to do much at 60 something years old. I mean, he looks good for 60, but he's not going to be able, he's very limited.
Yeah. And it's just going to, once again, we're talking about early matches, popping crowd. And this might not be the order, but I kind of think it'll be similar. Popping the crowd, the Bullet Club wins, you get some two sweets in the ring. Move on. Match doesn't really mean anything in the long run of any kind of story.
No, unless there's a possible heel turn, you get super kicks again, by the Young Bucks to the Bullet Club there. So
you could see something like that. Heel turns are always fun. That might actually be more of a face turn though for them.
Yeah,
to join those guys. So so far, me and Goose are same on these two.
Same on these two.
We'll probably split here in a second, though.
What match do you think's coming up after that? What are you Well, what are you previewing next?
The card that I kind of got, which is just sort of what people think will be, and obviously this could all change, Eddie Kingston, Shoto, and Wheeler Yuta versus Chris Jericho and Suzuki and Sammy Guevara. Guevara comes back this week on Dynamite, or was it
last week on Dynamite?
Yeah, I was there for it. I should remember that. And popped the crowd with the heel turn. That was pretty solid. That was a good Dynamite. But again, here... I think I'll take the Wizard. I'm going to take Chris Jericho and Minoru Suzuki and Sammy Guevara. I think they're going to pull out another big win.
Yeah, we are splitting on this one. I don't see Eddie Kingston losing after losing the Anarchy in the Arena match going into Blood and Guts this upcoming Wednesday, which is, if you don't know what Blood and Guts is, it's two rings together, a big old cage around it, weapons everywhere. It's basically a...
Sounds like my Friday night.
But the one man is a wizard.
He's also losing his hair. Yeah. I mean, he's got a really bad bald spot. I'm bald, but he's got a really bad one.
That's rough, man. Who, Jack Sabre Jr., who's he going up against this week?
With Zack Sabre Jr., well, that's something we can talk about. Then there's going to be a surprise opponent. Bryan Danielson announced he's out. And it's the newest member of the Blackpool Combat Club, so it makes it seem like it's not a one-off. My theory, if it's a one-off where maybe it's just a match or two, it's Johnny Gargano, because I think those two would have a freaking match.
Yeah, I think it's Cesaro. I think I cannot remember what his indie name runs. Claudio Castaneves was his indie name.
Yeah, Claudio.
I think it's him. I think he fits better being with William Regal and being that European flair over there. But I actually had doesn't I, to me it doesn't matter who comes in. I think Zack Sabre Jr. wins this one. I think the guy is he's known for a million different submission holds, and I think him coming over, I think this is New Japan's first outright win.
And you say that, and that's why Cesaro does make sense, because you got two technical wrestlers in that match. Just think, if you're bringing somebody in that's going to be a new member, a new part of AEW, they got to win here, right? They can't lose their opening thing. They got to have a pretty good start to their time. If it's Gargano, I think it could be Zack Sabre, but I'll take whoever the mystery opponent is right now.
All right, so we're a little split there, but we'll see what happens. rolling into the AEW All Atlantic Championship. We're looking forward to this.
Yeah, Fatal Four Way.
Hey, who's all in that?
Pac, Miro, Malakai Black, and tomorrow, I can't say his word, but Ishii.
Ishii's not in it. It just came out today. He is hurt. So oh, yeah, they're right. replacing him with someone else from New Japan.
New mystery opponent. But everybody big with New Japan, not everybody big, but for the most part, most guys have something going on. So I'm kind of wondering as to who they...
From what I read, and I can't remember the guy's name, it's the guy he faced to get into the Fatal 4-Way on the New Japan side.
That would make sense. That's easier booking.
So a Fatal 4, Cody, who are you pegging to win this one?
I think that Malakai Black is going to win this one and put a little something onto his group. Have a title in their little group, their little faction. I think that'll help build them. I thought about the same thing with Pac with his, but I'm going to go with Malakai.
I'm going to go with Miro. I think
since you look like him,
I appreciate that. I wish I was as ripped as him, but no. I think
a compliment.
I think Miro. I think the way they're building them up, I think this is the perfect title for him to hold for a bit, and I can see him feuding with Pac and Miro moving forward. And maybe even throw in an Ethan Page, a guy who he beat, but Ethan Page is a good wrestler who hasn't been used much. So,
So for those that know, Carl came to the WrestleMania party dressed up as Rusev at the time. We all dressed up as certain wrestlers. That's what we do at our WrestleMania parties.
I made that shirt homemade, and it looked really good.
Yeah, it sounds great.
I know you hit a button on the thing there, but you didn't have it turned up, so nothing came out.
I know. That's all right.
That was a good try on the production side, but.
But what do you say we pay some bills and come back and then preview some tag titles? So we will be right back. All right, and the tag title match, Cody. Who are we previewing for that?
Well, you got FTR, who's a current Ring of Honor and IWGP tag Ring of Honor tag champions. Jeff Cobb and the Great Okan are the IWGP tag champions. So we are going to have some titles change here, no matter what. And then you got Roppongi Vice is also in the match to make it a triple threat. That's a pretty good team, too, that has formed over the time in AEW.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's for New Japan, and then they brought it to AEW.
They brought it over. FTR has been so good right now that I don't see them taking titles off them. This is weird because this is the Ring of Honor. This isn't the AEW titles because the Bucks obviously have those. Mm-hmm. I want to say FTR is going to win this one, but this wouldn't surprise me for the Ring of Honor titles. They could easily go to Japan a lot easier than like the AEW titles could go. So nothing would shock me here, but I'm going to keep FTR with the belts.
Yeah, I think since later on in the card you'll see Will Ospreay, who's actually the leader of the group that Jeff Cobb and the Great O'Connor in, I think I can see FTR walking away with it as well. They want to go to Japan. That's one place they haven't gone yet in their career. They've tweeted about it and talked about it. So,
yeah, and I'm not really keeping track as I go, but I'm noticing I'm a little AEW heavy on these first three. So I'm guessing maybe my back end hopefully will fix that.
All right. Jumping into the AEW Women's Championship. What we got?
Well, this one is just a straight AEW match. There is some flair as far as AAA with Thunder Rosa there. I know Toni Storm has been big on the Japan circuit before. I think that you could see Toni Storm is going to win this one because the Japan fans are going to have some memories of her and kind of pop off of a win from her. And I think it's kind of time for Toni to have a run somewhere in a big company as a champion. She's very good. WWE really kind of dropped the ball with her on, when they brought her up from NXT. They didn't even try to use her. They just basically sat her there and just benched her, which they do all the time. But I'm going to take Toni Storm in this one. I'll leave the other thing for one of my soapboxes one day on WWE and their talent management.
I think it stays with Thunder Rosa. I think she got it. She really hasn't had too much of a run with it yet. I think there may be some tomfoolery that helps her win.
There's always some tomfoolery in wrestling.
Hey, yo!
So I just think that they're going to keep it on her and make it to where Toni still looks good, but Thunder keeps the belt.
Rolling into the IWGP United States title, except we got Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy. Where are you going?
This is the time I'm going to go New Japan. I'm going to go Will Ospreay. He's just the best in the world, in my opinion. I know we can have some arguments on different guys, but to me, Will Ospreay is the best wrestler out there. Orange Cassidy's going to show some people that he can wrestle, because he's going to keep up with Will Ospreay, no problem, I don't think.
It's in his job title, so I hope he can.
Well, you've got to see his style of wrestling. He's a comic wrestler, but he can actually really wrestle when he wants to do it. I think we're going to have a close match, a lot of near falls. This actually could be a good long match that I won't mind being long. I'm going to take Will Ospreay to retain his title.
Yeah, I mean, if this was a couple years ago when Will Ospreay wasn't as big as he is, because he's definitely put on the muscle, I would probably maybe lean towards Orange Cassidy. But like you said, Will Ospreay is the best wrestler that's healthy out there right now. I think the best wrestler is in AEW, but he is still on the shelf. But yeah, I think Will Ospreay is going to hit the Os Cutter and 1-2-3 after a very close match.
Maybe next year's Forbidden Door we'll get to have that match.
Oh, that's a good match to have.
Fingers crossed out there. Looks like we have an interim belt on the line. The AEW World Championship.
Yep.
Interim belt.
You can pronounce those names.
You got it, bud.
John Moxley versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Atta baby.
I can pronounce those. That's why I was asking if you knew how to.
I'll let you have it.
AEW World Championship interim. CM Punk was the champion out with the broken foot. Kind of changed this whole match around, but they managed to still, I think, put somebody pretty big into that spot on the AEW side. I'm going to go a little crazy here. I think Tanahashi is actually going to win this. As long as New Japan and AEW have a great working relationship, I could see Tanahashi winning this belt and maybe setting up a little thing, because Moxley and him do, you know, I mean, they might not like each other outside the ring, but in character, they hate each other.
In character, Moxley's been chasing him for the last couple of years since he left
and
the WWE.
You could say that easily he could finish the chase here, or, you know, Tokyo Dome is a good spot to finish the chase maybe and get the AEW title back. Or do you want Tanahashi versus CM Punk at Tokyo Dome to unite those titles? I mean, that's where you got to kind of think where they're going, long-term booking.
They're definitely going to make it overseas. But I think it's Moxley. I think there'd be a lot of people a little upset if Moxley doesn't win and it does go to New Japan. I mean, Tanahashi is an amazing worker. He's great for the AEW fans. His work style, his work rate is crazy. They showed that in the tag match on Wednesday, but I think you got to go with Moxley. I mean, the guy comes back from an alcohol addiction and gets clean and has been wrestling the best he's ever wrestled.
My only thought with Tanahashi is we do have All Out in September. We're not that far away. If he's willing to work in the States for just a couple months, he could be a regular on AEW for 2 or 3 months, and we could get that payoff with CM Punk or something, or even a triple threat maybe with those three guys.
Yeah.
This is what's fun about this Forbidden Door is there's all kinds of things you can do with the booking when you have two different companies. You don't know. Somebody from your company might not have your freaking title anymore. It might be overseas. Like, who knows what's going to happen?
IWGP World Heavyweight Title.
Jay White popped up at Dynamite the night we were there. We got to see all of the surprises that night. It was awesome. Our boy Carter was pumped because he was waiting all night for Jay White, and we got to see the Switchblade. I don't know who's going to... To me, it's really hard for me to say if Adam Cole really needs to win a match of this caliber. He's kind of lost a lot of big matches since he's come to AEW. I feel like if he loses here, he drops down the card. I could see him maybe like picking up a cheap win on the backside, like a heelish kind of win. But once again, that's him taking the New Japan title. But throw it out there, I'll go Adam Cole, just because he's either got to look really good or he's got to win, because if he keeps losing, I mean, you can't keep considering him at the top of the card, can you?
No, you can't, but I mean, when you have Jay White, Hangman Page, Kuchika Okada, and Adam Cole, in my mind, Hangman Page or Adam Cole takes the pin. I know Adam Cole needs it, but I definitely think, you know, him wanting to wrestle Jay White by himself kind of has irked him a little bit, and I think it's going to either cost him or Hangman, but I got to go with Jay White. He just won it at Dominion. He's arguably the hottest wrestler on the planet.
Jay White's
right now.
Only had it for a little bit, so it wouldn't shock me at all. And like you said, I could see we had Hangman and Okada could become a match at some point because they wanted to do that, and you could maybe have Jay White and Cole at something over in New Japan sometime, or another joint venture, but over there.
I think it definitely sets up a Bullet Club versus Undisputed Elite crossover.
My thing with Cole is, what's Kyle O'Reilly going to do that night? He's not on this card. You're going to see him somewhere. I don't know if they would do something heelish like that to win a title, but
I mean, is he going to pop up in that match, or is he going to pop up in the
Bullet Club match?
The Bullet Club Sting match, since he has a problem with Sting.
How many other guys could pop up in the Bullet Club match?
A lot.
So we have that on Sunday. And like I said, we have another next week. We got another preview of Money in the Bank, and we get the breakdown, because I believe In Your House is Tuesday on NXT, right?
Yeah. Or Saturday. It's either Tuesday or Saturday.
Great American Bash is coming up. I don't know. They do a lot of different events. It's hard to keep track on NXT.
You got a pay-per-view or a premium live event for WWE. Yeah,
premium live events. They don't have pay-per-views anymore.
Yeah.
Gotta have the Peacock.
Peacock?
Gotta have that.
Remember, sounds great.
That's one of those streaming services that you ranted about on the baseball
side.
Well,
you know what? It costs like $1 million to watch baseball, and it's no wonder nobody wants to watch that crap anymore.
Well, we're going to spend about $60 on wrestling Sunday.
$60's not bad. Pay-per-view. It's a premium. What did you call it again, Cody?
Well, this is actually a pay-per-view because this is AEW. WWE has the premium live events.
Premium live events. It's like the nice way of saying we're going to overpay. You're going to overpay. You're welcome.
Yeah, because $5 is actually a lot for some of the WWE pay-per-views over the recent months.
Well, I think that wraps up our episode of Wrestling with Myself with my co-host, Cody Kelly.
Yep.
And the Goose. We will catch you guys next week.